one sort of thought that I came in with today. And admittedly, I am one of them dumb wine-sipping peninsula cul-de-sac jerks who roots for the San Francisco Giants. I'm not going to fake the funk. I'm not going to try to be somebody else today.
I get it. Yeah, and I appreciate that.
No, but I'm going to, I'm first of all, I'm going to show compassion to A's fans. I'm also, like, there is a selfish thought for Giants. Like, the Giants lose something here, too, I think. I don't think, you know, like, a team without its rival or what, I mean, they're not the main rival, but you get what I'm saying. Like, the Bay Bridge series, that's a loss. That's a loss. That's not a good thing for Giants baseball, for Bay Area baseball, for kids who want or interested in baseball. You want to have as much around as possible. So this is bad for everyone. But I just don't really get why Major League Baseball and all of these sports entities, I don't understand why it's structured this way. It's odd to me. It's odd to me. You're like, we're Major League Baseball, and this is how we operate. And you can own that team. We'll have franchises. You can own that team, and you can own that team. You can spend $300 million on your payroll every year. You over here, I said spend 50. Okay.
At 55.7 this year.
And if you want to move, or if you want to desecrate your own home, and you want to purposefully tick everybody off and drag our brand through the mud in a major market, be my guest. That's odd to me. I understand the checks that they get.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to me, that's very much like the BCS was in college football. It's like, you're making money. You could be making even more. You could be making even more. Like, in the next breath, they'll be like, boy, African Americans aren't playing baseball as much anymore. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then what's their solution?
You're dragging your brand.
Their solution is to increase the international budgets for teams to go out there and find players who actually are playing baseball, as opposed to, I don't know, helping people in this country have access to sport. That's too difficult. So we don't want to go out of our way to go into cities that have a lot of African Americans and build fields and cultivate young people and make the sport more accessible. That takes too much money and takes too much effort. So instead, let's increase the international pool and let's go to other countries where they're already playing baseball. And that way, we don't have to exert any effort. And it's the same thing with this sort of thing. And owners, billionaire owners, don't ever want to be told what to do.
Of course.
And so a billionaire owner is not going to tell another billionaire owner whether or not he or she can move their team or leave the market. Because if you're an owner in Tampa or in Miami or fill in the blank city, but you don't want to be told that you can't move your team.
But you're an owner of a franchise. You don't own the sport.
No, but you don't own the team.
But you don't own the company.
But it's not the same as your Subway analogy. It's not the same.
But it should be.
But it's not.
I understand that.
And I know that you know that.
I completely understand that.
Now, in the NFL, it's a little bit different because the Shield and the league and the rest of it. And the NBA, I think, similarly.
And by the way, which league is the healthiest? I'll wait.
Well, it's not only because of the ownership and league structure. It's because of the product.
But it's also...
Far and away, it's the product.
It's also the cap. And that's how Green Bay, Wisconsin can compete with San Francisco, California.
That's a fair point.
And that, and like all of these things, the answers are sitting right there for you. And then, oh, by the way, A's fans, not that you need to hear this, of all the awful relocations in sports, this is the stupidest one in the history of the world. This is the worst relocation of all relocations. Because at least the other relocations, wait for it, we're actually relocating. This team doesn't even know where the hell it's going.
Yeah, they're going to Sacramento.
Yeah, not
to Sacramento. We're going to Vegas.
Not to stay. Not to stay, they're not. They're going to Sacramento because they're just like Jeremy Lin sitting on his friend's couch while he tries to figure out his life and career.
Well, they might be going there to stay. They think they're going to Vegas, but as of right now, I don't even know if the Tropicana, I think they've demolished it, but they haven't put a shovel in the ground, that's for sure.
Of course not.
So... It is just it's always tragic when a team leaves a market, at least when you look at some of them. Art Modell uproots the Browns in the middle of the night and goes to Baltimore, and the NFL says, you know what, Cleveland, you deserve a team. We're going to get you a team. We're going to expand. And the Oilers go to Tennessee, and the same thing. You know what, Houston, you're a big market.
Yep.
You get a team.
We got you.
So maybe when baseball eventually expands, maybe Oakland gets another crack at it. I don't think that they'd be at the front of the line. I think that Nashville and Portland would be ahead of them as far as getting baseball chances ahead of Oakland. And that's on the commissioner, and it's on the other owners as well.
Let's go to Dylan in Santa Clara. Dylan, thank you for your patience. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to preface this by saying, in the words of the great Dan Dibley, I'm a Giants fan. Always have and always will be. I was born into the Barry Bonds era, so it was hard not to pick them, even though I'm from Fremont. But I've probably been to at least 60 more A's games than Giants games, and I just can't believe this era of Major League Baseball in Oakland is coming to a close. Even though it's been coming for some time, it didn't really hit me until I turned on the morning roast this morning. And I just heard all the emotions from Bonte, Shasky, all the A's fans calling in. And I started to feel a little emotional myself, given all the childhood memories going there, especially for the epic best in the MLB 4th of July fireworks shows every year. And then my most vivid memory is probably the last time my grandpa ever was capable of taking my brother and I to go do something before he got sick and passed away was an A's game. And I just like to take this time to shout out all the Oakland sports fans for all the epic chants and cheers that originated in Oakland, like the MC Hammer song, Too Legit to Quit. I mean, maybe this started somewhere else, but it seems like Let's Go Oakland is the original Let's Go chant. The Raiders, the Warriors, and last but not least, the Wave, man. So when I go to a Giants game, all those Giants fans who try to shut it down, because that's what they do at Dodger Stadium, just remember, as a Bay Area native, this is the place where it originated, and we should absolutely keep it going at Oracle Park. Thank you.
Well, Dylan, you had me until the end, and I'm not going to deny the roots of the Wave. It's credited with Crazy George, actually, who we just saw on
TV. Crazy George.
Crazy George is there. He's 80. He's 80.
He looks the same as he did 40 years ago, is the thing.
Still out there with his tambourine.
Still crazy.
Just still going. It's unbelievable.
But he looks the same.
He looks the same.
He looked 80 40 years ago.
Well, we wouldn't have known it was Crazy George unless he looked the same, because we're like, that's Crazy George.
That's right.
I know where it came from. No, it's not welcome at Giants games. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's a thing. It's not about the Bay Area for me. It's about Giants games. But yeah, it does have some roots here, and that's fine. And Crazy George, I'd love to know what his beauty secrets are.
Yeah,
because he's doing something right.
And when the Wave started, you couldn't do the Wave at Candlestick because there was 4,100 people there. So
the wind would also knock you over if you tried to stand up.
You're getting bowled over.
888-957-9570. Let's do one more real quick. Frank in Mountain View. Hey, Frank, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you? Good afternoon.
You too.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, my son and I were able to go to 5 out of the last 6 games, and I got to tell you, we've had a lot of. He's 11. His name's Liam. We had a lot of good times over the last 2 seasons, especially when we found out things might be going south. And he's been a ball hunter, autograph hunter, and all of that. And it was really sad because last night when we were coming back, he started getting teary-eyed. And it hit him that all of these wonderful experiences that he had, that was going to be it. And I realized that for all of the good times that we've had, you know, that last experience for him, because I was there today, but he wasn't there. That last experience for him is probably going to be remembered as much as any of the good ones. You know, and that's a little bittersweet to know that he's going to carry that with him as well. But the other thing I wanted to just say was I really wanted to make sure that we do kind of remember the staff and the ushers and all the people, because they've known for a year now, better part of a whole season, what was going to go down. And I can tell you, we've been to about 20 games this season, and they kept it going. They kept it fun. They kept it lighthearted for the kids. You know, and even though my son was trying to get balls from players, we saved our very last ball that we were ever going to use at Oakland. And we went around today, or I went around today, and we were getting the signatures of the all those guys to let them know that you mattered as much to us, you know, as the players on the field. And we appreciate what you do. I said, I don't know if you're appreciated in other places, but we're going to keep this ball here. It's going to be part of our tradition, and we're going to look at that and remember you guys. So thanks for giving us a forum to really kind of talk about it. It's going to be sad, and I know my son's going to be sad for a while, but we're going to try to remember the good times, and, you know, and wherever they are, you know, we'll try to remember that, you know, we had good times with the A's, and that the staff there, they played a big part of that.
Frank, awesome stuff. And I'm glad you're able to sneak a lot of this in with your 11-year-old son before they got out of town. You know, I would love for him to be able to go watch baseball at age 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, keep on going. But yeah, at least they've got that. So that's good.
Yeah. At least they were able to get some of it in there before the A's leave.